Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The clinical trials reportedly were supposedly safe, but who was in those clinical trials with regards to the COVID shots, and what are we seeing right now, and how should you respond? We're going to be talking about this and addressing all these issues with our very special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough. He is board certified in internal medicine, cardiology. He is an expert in his field, the most published in his expertise in history. Let me just give you an example from part of his 166 pages of CV. He published 857 medical abstracts and peer-reviewed manuscripts. Talk about the most published in his area. I can go on and on. We are very pleased and privileged to be able to have him on our program. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. McCullough.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. McCullough, yesterday we talked about the clinical trials. Originally, when you did some of the research on the data that was presented by Pfizer, because that was the first one that came out in mid-December 2020, the clinical trials that were reported looked okay. No big red flags were there. But those clinical trials were primarily, you know, healthy people. But they certainly didn't include certain segments, like individuals who were pregnant, young people, and other certain comorbidities. What are we now seeing? What are you now seeing with regards to pregnant women, fertility or infertility, along with that, and also what's happening with the younger generation? And I'm talking about people 30 years and younger.
Well, you know, I testified in the U.S. Senate on November 19th, and the very last question that our panel fielded was, do you have any concerns with the COVID-19 vaccines? And at that point in time, we only had data press release, and our group of witnesses was very careful to say nothing. We actually said absolutely nothing. We didn't even respond to the question because there was a concern that something was indeed wrong with these trials. And what we found out is they were conducted through the summer and fall of 2020. And that's when we had lab positivity rates of 5, 10, 15% of COVID-19. And shockingly, these clinical trials, every single one of them, reported rates of COVID-19 less than 1%. It was less than 1% for placebo and less than 1% for the vaccine. So even though it was 90% vaccine efficacy, both numbers were way less than 1%. So the odd thing about the vaccine trials is they recruited healthy people that were dodging COVID-19 in their environment. They were actually not likely to get COVID-19. So we know from the vaccine trials, because people who get the vaccine are really low risk to get COVID, that the absolute risk reduction is less than 1%. That means that vaccination cannot influence the epidemic curves that we're seeing because the absolute risk reductions are sufficiently low. And as you pointed out, the FDA, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, they knew that the vaccines would not work or be dangerous or both in pregnant women, women at childbearing potential, COVID recovery patients, and suspected COVID recovery patients. So they excluded them from the clinical trials. Very importantly, anybody excluded from the clinical trials, according to regulatory science and law, should never get those products when they're released on the market.
I mean, that's shocking because pregnant women, you look at any box of aspirin and they'll say not recommended for pregnant women. Why would they even recommend a COVID shot, you know?
Well, the CDC and FDA are running the program and they actually have on the consent form a checkbox that says, I am not pregnant. And I don't plan to get pregnant from sometime after the vaccine. So if you read the consent form, it's kind of implying that pregnant women should not be showing up to these vaccine centers. The real question is, why would the CDC director make videos prompting women to get vaccination? Why would they have pregnancy vaccination programs in the UK? Why in the world would the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology officially recommend the COVID-19 vaccine when pregnant women and women of childbearing potential were never tested? We know the vaccine has a dangerous mechanism of action, and we always have a principle in pregnancy that something is assumed dangerous until proven safe. Why in the world would we expose pregnant women to a dangerous biologic genetic substance with no information on safety and efficacy? In my view, That's unethical. It's immoral. And from a clinical civil perspective, it's illegal.
Absolutely. And now we're seeing a lot of these pregnant women have miscarriages, even late term miscarriages as a result.
Well, there was a paper in New England Journal of Medicine that looked at different windows of time in women who ill-advised took the vaccine, and the rates of fetal loss, in my review, were unacceptably high. There's some debate on really what happened in the first trimester because we can't get the full story. No one was followed through an entire course of pregnancy. But suffice it to say, no pregnant woman on the face of the earth should go anywhere close to these vaccines. And we've heard horror stories where obstetricians have told their patients that they're not going to deliver the baby unless the woman succumbs to the vaccine. And pregnant women are terrified. The vaccine has become a menace.
Well, in fact, if you go, you know, look to the VAERS chart, there's an alarming number of individuals listed there that have had miscarriages after getting these shots. In fact, the number that I'm looking at right now is exceeding 1,000. That is an alarming number of people. And again, you know, if you have nobody that's pregnant in the clinical trials in any of these shots, COVID shots of Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, yet the CDC director comes out and says she recommends that pregnant women get the shot. The same thing is happening with young people. The young people under 30, or now they're even, you know, looking at trying to push this younger than 12. They were not adequately represented in the clinical trials either, and yet they're pushing this on young people. But yet the infection rate or the mortality rate of young people is minuscule.
Well, the CDC is not recognizing natural immunity. This is a great disservice. There are demand letters into the CDC, legal demand letters, saying, listen, recognize natural immunity. It's way better than vaccine immunity. It's robust, complete, and durable. A large fraction of the kids have natural immunity. We cannot vaccinate on top of people who are naturally immune. There are three studies, Raw, Kammer, and Methudius, the first authors, that all show higher vaccine serious safety events in people who are ill-advised and get the vaccine when they've already recovered from COVID-19. This is a great problem that the CDC is not recognizing natural immunity. There's no mention of it. And then these poor children are being forced to be vaccinated when they don't need it, and there's only an opportunity for harm. Even a child who has never come in contact with COVID-19, if they get COVID-19, it amounts to a case of the sniffles. In the randomized trial of Pfizer, 2,200 kids randomized to placebo or the vaccine, ages 12 to 15, the vaccine only prevented 18 cases of the sniffles, and it had no clinical impact, didn't influence spread to families, didn't have any serious cases, and there's no reason to vaccinate a kid for a case of the sniffles. Even Linus Pauling said, don't vaccinate people for the common cold. It's a mistake.
But now what we're seeing is Dr. Fauci and others, they're pushing this. They're wanting to get rid of the emergency use authorization so that particular law says you have to have informed consent, can't coerce. They want to get rid of that so that they can actually mandate, have a vaccine passport or mandatory COVID shots nationwide. What's your take on that?
FDA approval is a very interesting proposition for the vaccines. And Americans may notice nobody's really rushing for FDA approval. Here's a couple points. There's a large group of doctors headed by a group out of University of Maryland, the British Medical Journal, editors against full approval, a large group of doctors, and there's a large group of nurses against approval because the vaccines don't work and they're obviously not safe. Now, having said that, if they do get full FDA approval, a package insert has to be created, you know, that small folded paper package insert with the product, and that has to be given to the patient. The package insert by law must be fair balanced. It must give information on what the vaccine does on efficacy. It must give information on safety. So here we have accumulated 5,000 to 10,000 Americans that have died. 400,000 have been injured. How in the world can they put that into a safety brochure? So I think actually FDA approval is really, really tenuous for these products. And it's one of two things. If they don't get FDA approval, then people are going to say, listen, they're not approved. They're experimental. I shouldn't have to take it. If they do get FDA approved, I think it's very likely they get sued off the market for not being fully transparent on safety.
Well, our very special guest is Dr. Peter McCullough, medical doctor, also a master's in public health, exceptionally well published in his area of expertise. He authored the first treatment protocol for treating COVID. We're going to be actually addressing that in our final program here on Faith and Freedom. To learn more about him and on this issue in general, you can go to Liberty Counsel's dedicated page, lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine. To get information about Dr. McCullough, scroll down to resources-other, and to look at some other particular press conferences and personal stories with regards to individuals who have been injured by these shots, go to the personal stories section, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.